So we offer a range of services to our NDIS participants. So our day-to-day looks like staff going to support participants, to getting out of their bed, providing personal care supports, helping them to go and do shoppings, which are part of the other would be going to do community access, going for social visits, doctor's appointments, or even employment assistance.
So there's a lot of logistics there, aren't there? There's a lot of moving parts that you're trying to organise.
Yeah.
Do you have a lot of NDIS clients?
So we have around 60 to 70 NDIS participants.
And you'll be talking to them on a daily basis?
Well, weekly basis, I would say. So, yeah, you know, weekly basis, we'll be communicating with them around their needs, roster changes, like schedule changes and all that. So, you know, weekly basis.
And Zach, what about you? What are some of the challenges on the job or the rewards of the job?
There's many rewards. I get to go around and do lots of things with people that I really enjoy. And also, it's quite, I like it because there's so much to do. Like in one day, we could go from Palmerston back to the city like three or four times, doing lots of different errands or I do a lot of sports stuff with the young guys, go to the wave pool, swim around or play basketball, which is really fun. And I enjoy that.
Yeah. And I mean, the reward that you get out of that for a young man who's been stuck inside for a little while, and you say, come on, let's go and do something exciting rather than sitting down, standing still, or being stuck inside.
Yeah. Encouraging people to do things like that or supporting them for things that they want to do, because not every day they want to go out. But I mainly do community access, like Suyog was saying, so encouraging people to go out and get out there, see what you want to do, especially now it's getting hotter. It's harder so that can be some difficulties, like encouraging people to pick something new to do or do something that they had planned to do earlier.
Diane, what sort of help do you get from the NDIS team?
Well, I get 5 days a week,
just
a couple of hours a day, and it just gets me out of the house. And we might go to the dog park. I've got a puppy. Or we might have to go to a hospital appointment or go shopping. You know, there's things that I can't do that they help me with. But I don't need personal care at this stage, which is really good. But, it's really nice to have the company too, you know, and they're all younger pretty much than me. So that's nice too, to get different ideas on what's going on in the real world.
You've come in today in a wheelchair. Are you in a wheelchair most of the time?
Well, I've got a prosthetic leg and I'm just learning to walk on it, but it's not quite fitting properly. So in the house, I'm in my wheelchair, and out in the real world, I'm on my scooter or in the wheelchair.
How hard would life be
without
them?
It would be quite difficult, I think, because, you know, shopping. I mean, I know you can shop online, but I like to look at everything. I like to smell things and touch things. So, I don't like ordering online. But I could do it if I had to. And, yeah, it would be difficult because I've got some friends up here, but most of them are working or whatever. So in the day,
you're spending some time by yourself?
Yeah, but I don't mind my own company.
Yeah.
But people think, oh, you're lonely, but I'm not. I've got things to do, and I've got my dog, as I said. I've got two sons, and they come and visit. They live out bush, but they come and visit.
Yeah. How great is it, though, having people like Zach coming in, particularly,
I didn't even know about Zach. I've never had Zach. But then when he said about sport, well, that's probably not something I'm going to be doing. So now I understand why I haven't had him.
Yeah.
But, it's really good. Yeah.
So, Yog, what sort of reward do you get out of the job personally?
Well, I think self-satisfaction in that self-motivation. One of the things when I've got Diane here, I can say something like Diane motivates around is like when she has lost her other leg. So I've gone to see her in the hospital and not knowing like how to react to it because someone has lost her full independence around that. But seeing Diane, her happy smile and giving us that hope that you can still pass through the difficult times gives me motivations to work and support people on my daily basis.
Diane, when we at ABC, obviously we're running our ABC Gives to try and raise money and support for Anglicare NT, why should people be donating?
Well, I think it's really nice to give to something that you what you know the program will be doing. And for me, it's really good to have people coming, visiting, taking me out doing this. But for the older, I say older, I'm old, but for older people that aren't disabled, but, you know, they might not have any family or friends up here and, you know, they might not get out if they don't come and visit. And, you know, just to touch base with the real world, really.
So it'll make a big difference.
It does make a big difference. I look forward to seeing all my support workers when they come over.